bogus BS rating system finally over and done with, I've just been told that Rick Righteous, just several minutes ago, was in contact with Daryl Bazam via cell phone. Although this footage does not give you Mr. Bazam's responses to Rick Righteous's comments, we think it's important for the WWA fans to listen to exactly what was said. And with that, let's go to the conversation that just happened moments ago during the Mike Morrison ratings.
You better stop giving a damn about these fans, Bazam. Look at me. I don't give a damn about these fans. Fuck these fans. These fans don't give a damn about me, nor do they give a damn about you. You better get your head straight, man. You better stop acting like a punk, Bazam. Get with the goddamn program. Cheers, don't win championships. Cheers, don't pay the bills. Cheers, doesn't get you a victory. Fuck these fans. I'm the Messiah, the most hated man in all of wrestling. The most decorated man ever. Even more decorated than you, Bazam. You better listen to what I'm saying, and you better feel it in your heart, man, and do what you need to do.
So there you have it, folks. That was the clip. You better get your head straight. Forget about the fans. Even more decorated than you, Bazam, were just some of the comments that Rick Righteous just said to Daryl Bazam. Well, I don't know what else to say other than I would have loved to have been a fly on Daryl Bazam's ambulance wall, because I just can't see Bazam taking that mouthful of crap that Rick Righteous just spewed to him without saying a word. Speculation is all we have right now, folks. But if I've learned anything from my tenure here in WWA, it's that nothing is ever what it appears to be. And speaking of champions and championship matches, let's go to the ring for our main event.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our main event of the evening, and it will be for the Fantasy Championship Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. Introducing first our challenger. He stands 6 feet tall and weighed in tonight at 212 pounds. He comes to us all the way from Mexico City, Mexico, and is arguably one of the most talented luchadors in the wrestling world today. A third-generation wrestler with over 7 years of experience, dipped in tradition, he claims to have never given up to submission. Ladies and gentlemen, a man who needs no introduction, the international world over, your 2004 Hall of Fame winner, the man without fear, the Mexican maniac, your Latin prince, Latino Fury, alive. Welcome if you would, he is La Sombra.
As the lights dim and La Sombra's music continues to play, listen to the crowd back, the Mexican superstar. As the Sombra chants continue, the red and green pulses from the strobe are engulfing the arena. And you can see now the green smoke shooting from the entranceway. There goes the white smoke, there goes the red smoke, and folks, we have been completely bathed in Mexican tradition. As Sombra makes his way through the smoke with a bottle of water bombing his head from left to right with the beat of the music and taking in this tremendous applause from this very appreciative Cincinnati crowd. Look at Julio Rodrigo de Hoyas stare into the sea of Latin pride. Tonight, Sombra is dressed in matching gold-studded slacks and a vest that seem to glitter against the hordes of pictures that are flashing all over the Cincinnati arena. Pouring the water over his head, the liquid cascades down. Lifting up into the air, Sombra gives a high ten. Oh, golden confetti shoot from everywhere behind him. And folks, regardless of what Rick Righteous has accomplished tonight and throughout his career, the smart money has to go on the Mexican Madman. In the past few months, La Sombra has dealt with interference in his last two matches, and there's no reason tonight that he shouldn't expect more interference in tonight's matchup. But if he can use that interference to his advantage, it just might set up La Sombra's new move called the Spanish Fly. La Sombra said this move is so devastating that once he hits it, he guarantees victory. As La Sombra finally makes his way down to ringside, collecting high fives and shaking hands with everybody in attendance, he climbs the stairs and flipping over the top rope, Julio unzips his secondary attire, revealing his golden tights. Grabbing the microphone, it appears that Julio Rodrigo de Hoya wants to say something to the fans all around the world before the entrance of the champion. Take it away, Julio.
Listen up for a second. I've got a little something I need to get off my chest. You know, for 3 years I've been wrestling for this company. For 3 years I've dealt with Batiste's hand-picked successes for the title. The Mathis D's, the Vipers, and now the Zolgin Rip. You want to know what they all had in common? They failed. Each one of his lackluster little cronies fell short. Most were crushed immediately by Obsidian. Now Mike battled with him. A battle that's poured into my ring. But I'm sick of it. I don't play the nice guy or talk about respect because it's part of an act. It's the way that I was taught wrestling was supposed to be. It's the way this superstar was brought up. Yet for some reason, superstars seem to think this means I'm going to allow them to step over me and mine. For some reason, people seem to think that I'm going to allow them to disrespect me week after week after week. For years, I've been hearing them talk about snake eyes and the righteous. Yet it has been La Sombra leading the rankings, pushing the standards, raising the bar in uwrestling.org. Yet I am the one treated as an outcast. My Hall of Fame speech was disrespected as the owner presumes to tell me that he will not allow me a heavyweight title shot. So I forced my way through Magnum Randall to get this one. If this is indeed my one and only chance, then I will make it a chance that counts. Because I am through giving and giving and giving to the WEWA. Tonight, I start taking back, starting with the BACW heavyweight title. You see, Rick, as much as you would like to point the finger at me for allowing Frieda at ringside, I don't recall inviting you to interfere in my matchup with Craven. I don't recall inviting you and Bizarre to interfere in my matchup with Rendell. You made a choice when you put your hands on Frieda. You told the world that you didn't care about the BACW title anymore. You told the world that you wanted to see just how dangerous a luchador could be. You messed in the wrong person's business, Righteous. And come hell or high water, La Sombra is walking out of the Superstars with Victor and new BACW heavyweight champion. Only to walk in the last rites and make history. Few people have the skill to back up their claims, Rick. Especially against a man like you. But I promise you that I am the exception. Tonight, you find out just what kind of repercussions await a man for underestimating a luchador. You think a luchador can ever be a champion of WEWA? Well, tonight, I prove you wrong. Tonight, I show you just how smart, calculated, and hardcore this Lucha Rockwell dance is. You can live that, love that, and learn that. Why? Because when you mess with a Mexican, you are messing with a maniac. You're messing with a man without fear. Your Latin prince, Latino Fury alive, La Sombra. And I'm just getting started.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's at this time that Mr. Righteous asks that you all stand and bow your heads in a moment of silence so that the Messiah may offer a prayer for your unworthy souls.
Here we go again. The boos. How dare you boo your Lord and Savior, Rick Righteous? Without me, none of you would be here. Not that Mexican goat humper, La Sombra. By the way, Julio, how's your bitch? Not Snake Eyes. Oops, why did I mention a man that was too chicken to show his punk ass up tonight? Or did we kick his ass up more than he wanted to mention publicly? By the way, not even my esteemed partner, Darryl Bazzard. For wrestling only exists because it is the Messiah's will that it does. What the Messiah has put together, the Messiah can take apart. And what you're about to witness is the Messiah's will being done. Let us pray. Our Messiah, Rick Righteous, who blesses us with his presence on earth, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done all over the world. Give us this day our undeserving blessing from you, as we forgive those who trespass against you, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the boredom, the lies, the blasphemy that comes forward from the opponent's mouth. For thine is the world and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Listen to this advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom for the future. Many are the plans in the minds of a man, but what is the purpose of the Messiah? That will be established. Alas, Rick Righteous has arisen.
As the lights go out in the arena, leaving only a spot on the curtain, there stands the Messiah in all his majestic glory, with his hand touching his right shoulder and his other hand touching his left. My God, he looks like a mummy. What is with this pose? The entranceway is now completely lit up with bright lights, and as Righteous steps closer to the crowd, the pyrotechnics explode up and down the ramp, and here comes the new leader of the WWA.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, you can stop standing and now get on your knees and bow down to your Messiah. Standing 6'5" tall and weighing in at 287 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal, he hails from the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California, and he is the most decorated man in the history of professional wrestling. A former World Tag Team Champion, former World Television Champion, former International and Multi-Time World Heavyweight Champion. He broke the record for the longest world title reign in 2004, and he is your current and reigning World FBCW Heavyweight Champion, the odds are favorite to become the first Triple Crown winner in the history of eWrestling.org. He doesn't like you, and he doesn't need you. He is the one, the only true Messiah. This is Rick Righteous.
As Righteous approaches the ring, arguing with the fans, La Sombra takes advantage of the distraction and he's leaping over the ropes! Oh my God! Suicide flip right onto Righteous and slamming into the guardrail and getting back to his feet! Julio knees Righteous right in the face with the UFC style impact knee, stripping Righteous of both his championship belt and his sequin robe! Sombra takes the action back into the ring, rolling Righteous under the bottom ropes, hip up onto the apron and springboarding into the ring as Rick turns with his dazed glare. Sombra decks the champion with a high impact forearm, and here he's going for the early cover. 1, 2, Righteous kicks out, and this one's gonna continue. Can you believe the furious pace with which Julio Rodriguez de Hoyos is coming right at the champion? Off the canvas and into the corner with the thud of the champion, and charging in like an 18-wheeler on crack, Julio mounts Righteous in perfect monkey flip position. Down with one sick sadistic motion, Rick outrageous powerbomb Julio into the logo, and fans, Las Sombras in big trouble, and it happened that fast. Spinning toe hold by Righteous opens up the leg of the challenger, and turning Julio over belly down, Righteous takes hold of the other leg, sitting in deep with that nasty, deep Boston crab. Julio cries out in pain, but refuses to give up, and this prompts Rick to focus the attention to one leg. Transition into a single crab brings tears to Julio's eyes, and folks, I don't know how much longer the Mexican madman can take this. He's dead in the center of the ring, and Rick Righteous is just too darn strong for Julio to use the ropes. Somber continues to refuse the help of the referee, and Lord, no, a frustrated Righteous just twisted into a neck-wrenching STF and pounding the canvas with his free arm. Oh my God, did Somber submit? No, he didn't, but Righteous released the hold. Righteous thinks he's won. He thinks Julio just submitted. Rick is looking at the referee who is now putting his arm down, and Rick Righteous has flipped out in the ring. Oh my God, ripping Julio from the canvas and propping him up against the turnbuckle. Somber ducks the wild haymaker by the champion and reversing his position in the ring. Righteous fires forward with a nasty elbow to the nose of the challenger and putting Somber back up against the ropes once again. Here comes Righteous unleashing brutal knife and chops from hell. Somber, oh my God, grips his chest in pain. You can just see the handprint of Rick Righteous forming on his chest. Righteous mocks Craven and looking for the jack attack slam. Somber says Righteous skidding off the canvas with an old school arm whip. My God, that was lightning-like. Righteous falls into the ropes, and here comes Somber flying across the ring, spinning between the ropes and slamming his wrestling boots into the face of the champion. 4-1-1 connection. 1-2. Righteous kicks out, and Somber was just inches away from stealing the victory. With Righteous still on his back, Somber adds to the offense by making a somersault, and here he is hooking the leg again. 1-2-3. The champion kicks out for a second time, and this one's gonna continue. Somber needs to continue this rapid pace if he's gonna slow down Righteous, and if Rick is gonna be successful, he must continue to work on the legs of the high-flying luchador. Irish whip by Somber into the ropes, and Righteous count. Oh! Right moves to the ring! Count on the fence! Did you see that? Julio just counted the right move stunner again! He might be the only person in WWE that can counter that move! Oh my God, that's the same move that he pinned Rick Righteous with 2 months ago, and he's hooking the leg. 1-2-3, can you believe it? Righteous kicked out of La Raza. You had to have known. Fool Rick once with that move. Shame on him. Never again if you hit it again. Dragging Rick into the corner. Somber bails from the square circle, collecting the timekeeper's chair before re-entering the ring. Wait a minute, what the hell is he doing? Somber's climbing the ropes from the opposite side. He's got that chair in his hand. Well, what can he be thinking of? Somber, what are you doing? Oh my God, off the turnbuckle and flying through the air. Somber mule kicks the steel chair right into Righteous's face, busting the champion open like a can of tomatoes. Righteous is knocked out cold, and fans, that move is called the Spanish Fly, dragging Rick Righteous into the center of the ring. Somber hooks the leg and pulls back on the knee with all his might and pride.
1-2-3.
This cruiserweight luchador from Mexico is now living a WWE dream as the BACW Heavyweight Champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the round by pinfall and new BACW Heavyweight Champion. The man who will face Lee Real at last fight in a unification bout for the WWE Heavyweight Championship, the man without fear, he is the Sombra.
Climbing the turnbuckle with the title clenched tight to his chest, Julio Rodrigo de Hoyas has broken down in tears in front of millions and millions of WWE fans as the jam-packed crowd continues to chant his name. Las Sombra points to the heavens, mouthing the words, "Thank you, Papa! Thank you!" What an emotional night here in WWE as Julio Rodrigo de Hoyas is now one match away from becoming the official number one contender for the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship. Oh my God, folks, it is way Lee real, and whether Mr. Mateen likes it or not, he's going to have to face the cold hard facts. This isn't 1999, and it isn't BACW anymore. It's WWA, and here in 2005, every member of the roster, including luchadors like La Sombra, are capable of winning a world title. That's how talented this promotion has become. Well, folks, that's it. We're completely out of time. So on behalf of the WWAEWrestling.org and Mr. Mateen, we'll bid you good night from the Cincinnati Arena. And we'll see you in 3 weeks from Los Angeles, California, Staples Center, the site of our July 3rd Holiday on pay-per-view, Last Right. Wow, what a card!
Daryl, I know you didn't sign anything, boy, but I couldn't allow Craven to walk out as my champion. You know he almost killed the gummy. Daryl, no, Daryl, please don't say those hurtful words to me. I had to do something. It's not my fault, Daryl. Believe me, in my heart and my soul. Please, what was I to do? Pick somebody else? Ricky is your friend. Look, son, I need this Kevin on Bizarre Burn to a Chris match to happen. I'd do anything, Daryl. I'd do anything. Tell me, boy, what do you really want? Why did you come back to eWrestling.org? I know it was because I bailed out your nephew. I know deep down inside you want something. Tell me, boy, deep down in that nasty ego of yours, there has to be something I have that you really want. Oh, really? You think you can handle something like that? You know, Daryl, I don't got a problem with that. In fact, give me some time to make the proper preparations. Oh, and Daryl, I sincerely hope your leg isn't too badly injured. Indeed, son. Take care.
Remember, folks, this card cannot be retransmitted or rebroadcasted without the express written consent of Mr. Petit or eWrestling.org. The WWA, simply the best.